Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them
the
free.
Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. Moon wobble, a cyclical phenomenon that occurs every 18 and a half or so years, causes changes in the tides. Been going on probably since the dial of Ahaz retracted 10 degrees, and that was about 712 BC, first documented by modern science in AD 1728. That's so modern. But on the magic year of 2030, it's going to destroy the planet unless we all give up our liberties quickly so the dictators who know better can control and save us. A solar flare, an X1.5 solar flare, erupted. An X-class solar flare is the most intense category of flare, and the number following the X indicates the level of intensity in that category. A 1 is the first magnitude, and a 2 is twice the magnitude of 1, and 3 is 3 times the magnitude of 1, and so on. This was an X1.5. NASA assures us that, quote, harmful radiation from a flare cannot pass through Earth's atmosphere to physically affect humans. However, when intense enough, they can disturb the atmosphere in the layer where GPS and communications signals travel. Now, the moon wobble is cyclical and solar flares are routine. So why so much interest of late in the moon wobble and solar flares? Maybe MSM needs something else to talk about. I mean, this election thing is getting a little bit tense. And the vaccine resistance, you know. Maybe these are portents of things to come that have greater meaning. Well, we'll see. Government admitting they are coordinating with private business to infringe upon the rights of the people. Pseudo Tsukisaki declared the government is coordinating with Facebook, Twitter, and Google to control consumer content. Huh. I heard it from her own mouth. With energy and passion, Tsaki declared, the government will be tracking what Americans are talking to each other about and encouraging Facebook, Twitter, and Google to remove disinformation from their platforms. Maybe they'll add this to their door-to-door campaign. Have you taken the jab? What would that be? I've been ze den jab genomen? I think it's something like that. First question. And then the second question. We show here that you have read an article expressing unapproved opinions about COVID. Is this the reason you refuse to take the jab? And the third question. Are there any guns in the home? What would that be? Egypt is waffen in Adam Harris? With a little Hail Hitler thrown in for nostalgia? Board up your windows, man. Here comes Kristallnacht. Black-booted big tech tyranny must be chained and pulled down. They must be broken before they crush free speech. The world in revolt. Cuba, South Africa, it's Algeria, Congo, Nigeria, and so on. France, Australia, the Netherlands, Germany, Hungary, Ireland, Czech Republic, Austria, Belgium, Hungary, Georgia, not the state, Spain, Lebanon, Israel, Canada, New Zealand, Puerto Rico, Chad, Chile, let's see, Fiji, Brazil, Morocco, Libya, Panama, Dominican Republic, the Philippines, Obama's home country, Kenya, Zimbabwe and South Africa, I think it is, Haiti, the U.S., the U.K., oh look, Iraq, Uzbekistan, Greece, Angola, Bosnia, Kuwait, Madagascar, good heavens, this world's gone crazy against COVID rules. And what's driving the unrest? Well, according to Al Jazeera, it's far-right extremists following QAnon. What a bunch of idiots. They have eyes, but they see not, and ears, but they do not hear. The Washington Post responded to this back in April of 2020 and explained that the anti-lockdown protests mark a potentially steep rise in poverty and equality. Wow. These people just don't get it. It's about freedom! What don't you get, you dictators? So, I think the whole thing is happening because of a stolen election in the United States. Yeah. And because the dam is breaking, the flood of truth is coming, and a major realignment of power is emerging in the United States, and it's going to roll out all around the world. It's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
My friend, fascism is not a racial term. It is a system of government. It's just another of a growing list of words distorted by Democrats. When many Americans hear the word fascist, they have been conditioned to think of a far-right ideology that advocates racism. As you've heard me say so often, the most effective lies are those that contain the greatest amount of truth. Fascism typically arises in a context of hyper-nationalism, and in the past, it has been associated with supremacist ideology, whether it's Italian supremacist, and where it flowered under Mussolini, or German supremacist, where it found its greatest expression in Hitler, or white supremacists in the United States of America, where it found its welcome in the Democrat Party. So there is truth to the connection between fascism and racism, but the fact is, fascism is not actually a word that identifies racism. It identifies a form of government that typically arises within a supremacist ideology. Or, you could say it is the natural outgrowth of such an ideology, which is the reason it was inevitable that fascism would rise in America in the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party is the party of racism, and the elites in the Democrat Party are the supremacists today. In fact, they are white supremacists. They believe non-whites require their protection and provision. They think of poor whites in the same way, by the way, and they consider anyone outside their crowded metropolitan high tower skylines to be the rubes, you know, the flyover people, the lesser people, Obama's God and gun clingers, right? Kamala's ignorant rural dwellers who can't find their way to a Kinko's to get a photocopy. But the blacks, you know, who they continually insult with statements to the effect that they don't believe they can figure out how to get an ID. Or like Biden, who thinks those beneath him need to hear a white guy say, hey, poor kids are just as bright, just as talented as white kids. What? The Democrats have fought against our efforts to realize fully the declaration that all men are created equal. They have been on the opposite side of this battle all the way, and now they bring their superior, arrogant attitude over everybody outside their circles to its inevitable conclusion, a full-blown rise of fascism in America. Over time, racist people always produce a fascist government. So while fascism is not, properly speaking, a word that identifies racism, it is certainly true that racists love fascist government. Because that's the only form of government that allows them to exercise fully and realize fully their full and total superiority over everybody else. They are superior in their opinion, superior in their care of others. They are, you know, they're superior in their morals, are superior in every way. They know better how to live your life than you do. So you need to simply stop thinking and stop asserting any individuality. They'll do your thinking for you. They will, as the New Zealand fascist recently declared to the people there in New Zealand, the government will be your sole source for the truth. Excuse me? Yeah, that's a quote, by the way. That's a fascist for you. The government is God, and you must bow or they'll break you. So fascism actually is a system of government where the government controls every aspect of life under a centralized authority. It is characterized by dictatorial power, the use of force, the government's coercive power to oppress opposition to the government by suppression of free speech, and intrusive governmental regimentation of the population. It fosters government control of private business and the use of private business as proxies for the implementation and enforcement of government policy. What the fascists in power today are doing is skirting the Constitution, which is there to protect us from this sort of thing, by creating a partnership with private business and co-opting private business to serve as its policy enforcement agents. You see, the government is severely restricted in its powers to infringe upon our rights because of the Constitution and its amended Bill of Rights. And so the fact is, the government cannot compel you to wear a mask on private property, as an example. There is no way Newsom has the authority to direct what you do in your own home. He is so far overreaching in his authority to say anything like you have to social distance in your own house or even on the streets or in private business establishments. So what they've done is they've used their business licensing power and their health code regulators over businesses to coerce businesses to enforce their draconian, unconstitutional policies. Under the cover of private business, which does have the right to refuse service to anyone, right? Huh, of course. Unless you have a religious conviction and conscientious objection to being made to participate in unnatural homosexual weddings, well, then you don't have the privacy right of refusing service to anyone, you see. But if you want to refuse service to someone who objects to wearing a mask that Lord Fauci himself said does not prevent a virus from getting through, in his own words, who said it's largely symbolic, and that the CDC said on its own website that the mask actually serves to remind people there is a pandemic going on. That's what it's really all about. Or in other words, it's a visual reminder that you might get sick and you might die from a disease that, according to CDC records, comes down to this, a 99.997% recovery rate for anyone who gets it. Other than those who are categorized as most vulnerable, and the recovery rate there is, well, 95.78%. Give me a break. A disease for which there are effective therapeutics such as ivermectin, which they hate to hear that. They put their fingers in their ears and start going, no, 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 they don't want to hear it. And HCQAZ, by the way, for a viral infection caused by a virus Fauci helped create through funding, and his friend Barrick sending thousands to Wuhan through their front organization, the Eco Health Alliance, headed by another Fauci pal, DeJock, where they manipulated the sequence of this virus to enhance its transmissibility, but they seem to have missed the mark on their effort to enhance its fatality, unless they had a plan to follow up with a vaccine to take care of that. We don't know, but it sure looks bad when they take a vial of this stuff and they find the graphene oxide in it, in amounts that would make you really sick. But this disease was fatal to a good number of our most vulnerable, our elderly, who Newsom, Whitmer, Cuomo, Wolf, and Murphy knowingly sent to their deaths in these nursing homes unequipped to deal with COVID-positive patients. And add to this the fact that Drusden manipulated the polymerase chain reaction system invented by Nobel Prize-winning Kerry Mullis in the 80s, who said multiple times that the PCR is not effective for diagnosis of any disease, and that the CDC knew was worthless as a diagnostic for anything, especially if it is set to above 25 to 35 cycles of magnification. So, Drusden, who is being sued in Germany right now for his involvement in this ruse, he set it at 45 cycles, which generated millions of false positives. And so, what we actually had is a test pandemic. And all of this is some of the information Biden and Psaki and company don't want you to ever hear. That and the fact that the government cannot force you to participate in a medical experiment. Nuremberg, remember HIPAA? Or how about a liberal favorite standard? Establish standard practice. That seems to be an authority fact checkers for lead story can't understand. So forcing people to involve themselves in an experimental test, medical test, is contrary to established standard practices. In order to control the information, so you can't learn the truth about the COVID scamdemic and the trial vaccine that is part of, many say, a transhumanism experiment. More on that later. And the fact that the Arizona audit results are beginning to come out, and Georgia fraud is breaking to the surface and getting a wider notice, and Pennsylvania is leaning toward an audit, and multiple states are stepping up to strengthen their election integrity laws, and Schumer hanging on to the Senate gavel by only two fingernails, can't get H.R. 1 passed, So these people are so panicked to get their work done before they get booted out of the White House and lose the House entirely in 2022. They are baring their fascist teeth and their fascist claws and snarling like devils. They are like a cornered wild boar, a wounded gray wolf, a red-eyed northern goshawk, protecting his territory, swooping down and pecking at your head. Like a hungry bull shark, a surprised black mamba, a stalking wolverine with Kamala the common shrew that sees rural Americans as insects. Yikes! And Biden and his crowd, a cabal of weasels swarming across America, attacking our liberties. Okay, that's enough in the first segment. These people are deadly to life, liberty, and to the pursuit of happiness. I'll be right back.
The battle for America is on. The spirit of Antichrist has risen in our land against the spirit of Jesus Christ. What side are you on? Go to GodsWar2020.com. Stand by. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheinbach, pastor of the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter. Lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. It's hard to know which of these stories to use as a lead here. Major development, friend. Tucker Carlson covered the election fraud in Fulton County, Georgia. About 8 months late, but this is huge and very welcome. Or shall I lead with the breaking story that after the Arizona hearing, Arizona State Senator Wendy Rogers said, quote, "I have heard enough." And then she lays out some of what she heard and says, "I call for the Biden electors to be recalled to Arizona and a new election must be conducted. Arizona's electors must not be awarded fraudulently, and we need to get this right," end quote. So, let's see here. Shall we look at Tucker's report on Georgia or examine the revelations that came out of Arizona hearing on Thursday? What's that? You want to hear Tucker's report first? Okay. I just assumed you'd already seen it, but let's go over that. Tucker finally steps into the batter's box and swings at this information we have all been looking at for 8 months, and he hits a homer. First, the doors of the ballot storage facility were left open for hours while the guards were away from their posts. What? Second, a Fulton County election official identified by Gateway Pundit as Ruby Freeman, by the way, was, quote, feeding stacks of ballots through the voting machines at least three times each on November 4th in the early morning after the GOP election observers were told to go home, end quote. Now, third, Garden Favorito's organization, Voter GA, found several thousand, now let me repeat that, several thousand fraudulent votes for Joe Biden, and Fulton County, Georgia recount included a 60% error in its reporting. Now, hold on here. Tucker reveals that several thousand fraudulent votes were cast for Joe Biden, and the recount, under the auspices of Brad and Brian, you know, the BB brothers, who were supposed to be verifying their most secure election in history, was off by 60%. Fourth, identical computer copies of ballots counted numerous times at Fulton County. Proof of this. We know this to be true. This is no longer a conspiracy theory. It's a proven conspiracy to commit fraud against the American people. It has always been fraud facts, but now it's getting more general notice, praise God. And fifth, quote, pristine and unfolded ballots were counted 100% for Joe Biden in the Fulton County recount, end quote. What? Folks, this is the Georgia vote verifying recount, right, that proved Brad's 2020 handling of the election was the most secure in history. As he said more than once, these people need to be read their rights and thrown into jail for stealing our right to vote. Welcome to the fight, Tucker. Get ready for the storm. Arizona just busted out with some interesting and confirming revelations. It's coming out so fast I can hardly keep up with it. We were cautioned not to expect a lot of revelations about the results of the audit at this hearing. It was supposed to be only about bringing forward the proof that the audit is being done by professionals with all the bona fides necessary for this job and with extreme care for integrity and transparency. Well, they did do that and satisfied that concern. However, FAN decided to allow the audit team to make some revelations concerning their findings. Not everything, of course. In fact, Jayvon Pulitzer said, you only got a taste. There's more to come. But enough to cause State Senator Wendy Rogers to, quote, demand Biden electors be recalled to Arizona and a new election held following Thursday's stunning audit revelations. They let out some information, and it seemed to me, in a context that, well, made me think they were trying to put pressure, and they should, appropriately so, put pressure on Maricopa County's Board of Supervisors and those Dominion thieves to surrender the material they're obliged to surrender by subpoena. Everybody in America is asking who has any sense and concern. Why are these people allowed to break the law? I certainly would never get away with that. It's Hillary all over again with the subpoenaed emails. Now, here's a summary of the revelations made at the hearing that set off Wendy Rogers. The audit team announced they found 74,243 mail-in ballots that were received and included in the 2020 election that had no clear record of them ever being sent. Excuse me? The audit team announced that ballots were counted that were not printed on the proper officially approved paper stock and were not printed properly for use with the scanners. They found 168,000 ballots so far off target they would trigger adjudication. That means somebody other than the voter decided what the voter intended. Huh. And without supervision, by the way. Only a special secure paper was to be used. It's a paper that does not allow for bleed-through, but bleed-through happened constantly on Election Day. How? Well, they used an unauthorized light stock paper. Oops, got caught. It is obvious that these ballots were printed by an unauthorized vendor or purposely printed to trigger adjudication. The ballots that are duplicated must have the identical serial number as the original. They found thousands of duplicate ballots for which they could find no original. Now, that's a major no-no. It means these could have been created ad hoc, that is, for a particular purpose, which purpose would be obvious in this instance. Cotton is the CEO of Cypher and is on the audit team. He explained the use of Write Block. Now, that's WRITE blocking software when working with the data on the election management system machines. You've used this if you've ever set a document for read-only, or if you received a document that you noticed you could not edit. Cotton testified, quote, not a single bit of data was changed on any machine that was given to us, end quote. Cotton further testified, quote, the sole purpose of this device, he was speaking of the write-only device, is to prevent any modification of the original evidence that's plugged into it. This is accepted within our judicial system as the methodology needed to be utilized for anything to be admitted in court or into court, end quote. He does this all the time. He's had 25 years experience doing this sort of thing. He was thorough. One, they initiated the write-only device first, and then two, they copied all the data on the machines and made it the primary evidence copy. And then three, that was stored in a GSA approved, that is a safe government approved secure place that's used for protecting evidence. And then four, examination copies were then made, and these were what was used to examine the data. There were thousands of intrusions into the election management system, the Dominion machines. But the auditors cannot validate these because they were anonymous intrusions with elevated privileges, the sort needed to manipulate the vote. The auditors found a correlation between the Dominion Windows accounts and the Dominion functions. You see, Windows normally will record username, IP address, host name, but anonymous logins do not follow normal Windows protocols. This creates a situation where there is no way to validate these intrusions, this suspicious activity. All EMS, Election Management Systems, administrators or admins were able to share the same account. Now that means accounts could easily be compromised or manipulated by somebody else. The auditors need the missing authentication FOB, but only Dominion has that and will not give it up. What we know for sure is that there were multiple thousands of admin queries in Maricopa County election machines, and no one except Dominion had this kind or this level of access. Why would they go in anonymously? DiPerno watched the hearing and said, quote, testimony in Arizona currently destroying the Democrat and Michigan progressive Republican narrative and confirming everything found in our Antrim County investigation. This is a pattern, end quote. So let's see what we have here. 74,000 more mail-in ballots were received and counted than were mailed out. Now listen to this one. 11,000 votes were cast by voters who were not found on the November 11 voter roll. But these voters were found on the December voter roll. What? 18,000 people voted, but then were subsequently removed from the voter rolls. Well, we need an explanation for that. It is clear that Arizona was awarded to Biden fraudulently. And Wendy Rogers is not the only one calling for this to be corrected. Mark Fincham, Arizona House of Representatives, represents District 11. Fincham said this is the breaking of the earth and dam that's holding back so much evidence of mismanagement, fraud, malfeasance. And he said his admonition to all is to remember it takes time to develop the picture. It takes a while for the picture to emerge. He said there are some people who need to be sitting in the city jail or in the Arizona prison. Now, I must conclude, my dear friends, there is a major realignment coming. There have been epochal moments in history before where a major realignment of power has occurred or was begun. William Wallace, Magna Carta, Oliver Cromwell, the Declaration of Independence in 1776. But some that go back even farther. Events marked by signs in the heavens. Genesis 1 tells us God put the sun, the moon, the stars in the heavens for light, but also for signs and seasons. Major realignments of power have been attended by a shakeup in the heavens. Remember Joshua's long day and Hezekiah, the falling of the shadow 10 degrees. I mentioned it earlier. These both portended major realignments in the nations, a shifting of the power from the dictatorship of tyrants to the freedom of the people. There has been a wobble in the moon's orbit, spoken much of lately, which will possibly cause freak flooding, and a solar flare that might disturb communications. Won't be the first time heavenly adjustments portended earthly upheavals. Powers being stripped from the Nimrodians. You know, the one-worlders. The latest effort to build Nimrod's tower, to bring the whole world together as one. Yeah, as one under a dictator. A dictatorship of the elites. But another major shakeup has begun. And friend, remember, no major realignment of power has ever happened without major upheaval and a passage through a time of, shall we say, intense inconvenience. Stay strong. I have lit the lamps of the church belfry arch. You let me know you see they're on. Call 1-805-314-2114 or go to one of our websites. Go to brainmassage.net for an archive of all of our broadcasts. And then go to godswar2020.com for our hub. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church. My dear friends, I will be out of town this weekend. I'll be in Texas with my dear friend Greg Kern. And we'll be back in my pulpit the following week, but you will enjoy our assistant pastors as they take care of the pulpit at the Lighthouse.
The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to godswar2020.com.